This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy, happy Friday. Here comes the weekend, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. Could be something small. Could be turn signals. Could be headlights that people don't turn on when it's still dawn or dusk or raining. Or it could be major stuff, dealing with tariffs, geopolitical stuff, whatever. We just want you to feel better, especially going into the weekend. So call now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But do call in, and don't be shy. Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? I just found that I've been ripped off for umpteen years by Express Scripts. Express Scripts is a mail order pharmacy that is sponsored through TRICARE, which is
For veterans,
military. But, right. Well, they charge you $13 for handling and shipping, and they throw two prescriptions in the same package, and then it's up to $26.
No.
Well, we just transferred everything over to Walgreens. The thing that was $26 to the local Walgreens is $4.20. And then another one that was $13 separate was 78 cents at Walgreens. I think Doge should look at this, since it's, you know, it's taxpayer money. They're using the post office to rip off veterans.
That's a great point to bring up, and hopefully that will be one of the things they can uncover. And there's all kinds of prescription aids where you can find the lowest prices, and I've used them, and they definitely help, and they are effective and can sometimes make a big difference. So good work, Phil, and thanks for sharing that with others. And Horse Sense, what's bugging you?
Yes, good morning, men. I'm not minimizing what happened in the helicopter crashing in New York in the Hudson River. That's definitely newsworthy, and it's a horrible thing. But I don't understand. Maybe you could help me. I don't understand why what happened in the Dominican Republic earlier in the week, where the roof collapsed and killed maybe 200 people, and hardly a word heard about it anywhere. The only reason I heard anything is my wife is Puerto Rican, and she watches the Spanish station, and she told me about it right away. And hardly anything heard, like, anywhere. But all I listen to is the radio, the Sky all day. So I may have missed it, but it's definitely not been very newsworthy, and I just don't quite get it. Maybe you can help me out there.
It was covered on our network news substantially.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of related stories because there were some former MLB baseball players that were involved. So, yeah, it was high profile. And from my perspective in talk, it you could bring it up, but then it's like, you know, caved-in roof kills 100, good or bad. You know
right.
what I mean? It's
yeah.
not really a, you know, It's a tragedy. And I guess you could say the same thing about, you know, the helicopter crash as well. But no, I get where you come. Look, if we could do all things all the time, well, they would just make me work longer hours. They wouldn't compensate me.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy with how it is now, and hopefully you are too. All right. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. We have some rare open lines, so go ahead and call in now. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what was bugging me is the reporting, Fox reporting on the whole family getting wiped out. They didn't include that children were part of that sometimes. That really, really ticked me off. But, you know, the whole family, including three children wiped out, children killed in tornadoes. God is so...
Okay, we've heard your...
Yes, and actually, if you really paid attention, they told you on the news that three children died.
Yeah,
John.
And it's been all up and down the news, and I don't know, as far as I can tell, not maybe when it first broke, but very clearly afterwards. John, his whole shtick is he's, I guess, atheist or whatever, anti-God.
Right.
So his point is, oh, you know, where's God when these tragedies happen? And I love him to do that, because what happens is he opens the door for me to be able to, you know, share with my listeners. Bad things happen to good people and to others so that the glory of God may be revealed. And if you don't understand that, you know, that's fine. But think about it. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Okay, mine is, like, so trivial, but it's the newer cars. Okay, so this Charger does not look like anything like the Charger or the GTOs. That does not look like a GTO. But I was driving behind a truck, and it says it was a Maverick. It's like, okay, I can see where most of these cars all look the same, or, you know, they're all the body styles are the same, but a Maverick is not a truck.
Yeah, it is now. Yeah. They rested that name, whatever you want to call it. You know, they quit making Maverick many years ago, and then they decided, hey, this name badge, yeah, we like it. We're going to apply it to the smaller sized truck. So,
well, my biggest though is taking that four door EV, putting some Mustang taillights on it, and
I knew you were going to go there
because I'm calling it Mach 1.
I'm calling it a Mach something.
Yeah, well, Mach E, no.
But
no.
You know what they're doing?
No.
You know what they're doing? If you like Ford, you know what they're doing.
What's that?
They're mocking you.
They are. I don't like it.
Hey, Brian, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is ever since these lefties started firebombing the Teslas and the dealerships, they're against fossil fuels. So what are they putting in the Molotov cocktail? Is it solar?
Solar-powered Molotov cocktails.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, keep it green.
Yeah.
I'm going to put moss all over your Tesla. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, last time I called you with the gold update, price of gold, it was around $2,600 an ounce. The gold price has increased an average of $100 an ounce for the last 5 months, every month, for the last 5 months. And it's right now standing at $3,239 an ounce. And this is why we have inflation. This is why we're always going to be at war, because we have nothing backing our money. $100 a month, every month for the last 5 months, that's how much gold has gone up on average. It's crazy. And you talk about the tariffs and everything. This is why we have these problems, because we don't have anything backing our money. So the only thing we know how to do is have war to keep our reserve currency, and that's what's going to continue to happen.
Yeah, the game changer is Trump. Now, I don't know that he's going to put us somehow back on the gold standard. We don't even know if there's any gold in Fort Knox, do we? All right. Appreciate the input from everybody and participating with What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, Chuck Todd, of all people, makes a stunning admission. We will share that with you next on 97.3 The Sky.